One of the themes that we see in today's readings, or the readings for this week, is an understanding of how Jesus appeared to the apostles. And I don't mean literally the mechanics of how he appeared. I mean literally how he looked, what he looked like to them. And a consistent message is that they were not seeing a ghost. Why is that important? Well, we understand that the most important part of the resurrection is understanding that Jesus resurrected body and soul, fully in the body. In other words, what St. Paul said is if Jesus did not resurrect from the dead, that means his body didn't resurrect from the dead, then we're wasting our time. So a lot of people would say as a response prior to St. Paul's message, when people would start saying that Jesus resurrected from the dead, is they say, no, what you actually saw is a ghost. And they said, no, it wasn't a ghost. Well, obviously, that's why this is written into the Gospels, to help people understand that Jesus was not a ghost. They weren't seeing a spirit of Jesus. They were seeing Jesus physically. And that's one of the messages we'll see this Sunday with Doubting Thomas. Jesus is physically present when he resurrects from the dead, because Jesus resurrects body and soul. And over and over and over again, we see this message. Why? Because people are questioning, who is Jesus? How did he resurrect from the dead? Did he in fact resurrect from the dead? And tell us more about this. And also, we know that there was a very clear message sent to not believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead, because that's the game over when it comes to Jesus. Once he resurrects from the dead, you know that you're dealing with someone completely different than either just a prophet or someone who is a religious figure or whatever the case may be. So you're looking at something even more powerful. So obviously, there was a move in the first century, the early days of the first century after his resurrection, to get people to not believe in the resurrection. That's very clear in the scripture, in all the books all the Gospels. So we see this powerful message reminding us that Jesus, in fact, resurrected from the dead. Those words still come to us today. There are people today that will, in fact, say that Jesus didn't resurrect from the dead. Or I heard a story where someone said that they were at a Catholic university, I won't say where, and the priest teacher came out and said, you know, for all you people who still believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead, well, you know, you can believe that if you want. He made it very clear he did not believe that. Well, sorry, if you don't believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead, then you're not living the Catholic faith, and you can't live the Catholic faith. Because let me ask you a very simple question, which I use anytime someone says that they don't believe Jesus resurrected from the dead. If he didn't, then what's the difference between Jesus and Socrates? And the answer is, there is none. It's an important consideration. What's the difference between Jesus and Socrates if Jesus did not resurrect from the dead? The answer is simple. There is none. There is no difference between Jesus and Socrates. He is a wise man. I remember I was talking to a person one time. She believed in Jesus, but she didn't believe he resurrected from the dead. He's a very powerful man, a great prophet, but he is not the Messiah, and he did not resurrect from the dead. And there are people that still will teach that, but in fact, the message is clear. Jesus resurrected from the dead. He died on the cross, and when he resurrected, we were learned of the salvation, and we learned the truth. But at that point, always keep in mind that now the message of the Old Testament, the law, is put into our hearts. Well, what does that mean? We're not following the external law anymore. We're following the internal law. We're not following the rules that are written on a wall. We're following the rules that are written on our hearts. So it's an internalizing of what it is that Christ calls us to do. And that internalizing also comes with that relationship with Christ. Remember, prior to the resurrection of the dead, of Jesus, and actually the beginning of the church actually begins on Pentecost. But prior to all of that, the concept of calling someone God by their first name was the word we use in the Catholic Church, anathema, is just rejected, totally out. And you know how you know? Because you couldn't say the name of God. I've talked about this before in the program. If you ever see the way a Jew writes God in English, it's always G/D. G-D. Why? Because in the Jewish faith, you cannot say the name of God. You can't even write it. The tetragram, it's called, YHWH, which people translate as Yahweh, is the same thing. The vowels are taken out because you can't say the name of God. And that suddenly is transformed where Jesus calls God Abba, which means daddy, and we call God Jesus, or Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We address God directly as Father. We address Jesus directly as Jesus or Lord. We direct the Holy. We direct to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We can speak directly to God, something that was forbidden in the Old Testament, in a sense. I mean, obviously there were prayers to the Lord. There was David speaking to the Lord and everything else. But it is a deeper interpersonal relationship that we have with God himself. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And don't forget our website, Catholic Audio Media, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's Catholic Audio Media. And you can do, you can give us feedback for the show. You can send us prayer requests. You can join our Substack newsletter, which I'd highly recommend you can do. You can do all kinds of things. Check out our blog, everything else at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about the importance of the resurrection from the dead. And you can see in the Gospels this constant report of Jesus appearing and making it clear you are not looking at a ghost, because Jesus does not make any sense if he didn't resurrect bodily, but he just came back in spirit. It's actually the body resurrects. Now, why is that important? Well, first of all, to say that we resurrect as human beings in a glorified body. And why is that important? St. Thomas Aquinas teaches that we cannot be fully happy if all we are is souls in heaven. We have to be body and soul. Why? Because as human beings, we are body and soul. So if all we are is souls in heaven, we can't be fully happy because we're designed as humans to be body and soul. So resurrection is also body and soul. So those things come together. So the resurrection is important, and it's a central part of who we are. But there's another element to this as well, and that is, of course, if Jesus didn't resurrect from the dead, that we don't. But that is also being communicated that this is powerful. You might have understandings, and we see this all the time. You might have understandings of Jesus resurrecting from the dead as a spirit, so to speak, but that doesn't really click with anything. And I'm sure that happened in the first century where they would name all kinds of people that they feel came back as a ghost. We know these stories that happen in our own lives today. And people will say, I mean, there's the whole thing, which actually is forbidden in Catholicism. There's the whole thing of speaking to the dead, to talk to some kind of ghostly figure. Absolutely forbidden, because there is no discernment there. And many people will tell you, you're not speaking to your true loved one at the time. You're speaking to another force that you never want to speak to. But in either case, that reality exists. But what we're learning is Jesus actually is not this disembodied spirit. He resurrected from the dead. Therefore, he is fully resurrected. Therefore, we will fully resurrect. And that's an important understanding. One of the other things that has come out is what actually Jesus what happened was he didn't resurrect, but what happened was his words resurrected with him and his teachings, and that's the real resurrection. No, Jesus resurrected in body. One of the most powerful witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus is actually someone from our own time, and that was Chuck Colson. Chuck Colson was one of the most powerful people in the Nixon administration. He was chief of staff. He said, you know, whatever he said, when he was the chief of staff of the president of the United States. And he knew as much power as he had. The so-called cover-up that they did for Watergate lasted, I think, was it 3 weeks? All it lasted was 3 weeks. He said, there is no way, if Jesus did not resurrect from the dead, and everyone was saying that he did, there is no way that that could ever be protected. Because he said there would be a deathbed confession, or Peter would eventually break down and say, oh, no, we were only kidding all along, or whatever the case may be. He says the fact that these people went to their deaths proclaiming that Jesus, in fact, resurrected from the dead means that he, in fact, did. And the best example is St. Paul, because he said, if Jesus didn't resurrect from the dead, then we are, in fact, wasting our time. Well, why is that important? Peter obviously went to his death the same way too, but Paul also went to his death, but he said those words in 1 Corinthians 15, and he would not recant them. And these are all proofs that Jesus resurrected body and, body and soul, I suppose we could say, but he resurrected in body. Father Adriano, tomorrow, have a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.